This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Our guest on the phone with us, we've got Carmel Shoot, who is going to talk to us about, well, Carmel's actually the convener of Sisters in Crime, and I think we've talked to Carmel previously about the Sisters in Crime. It's women writers of crime fiction, but we also talked about the David Awards and I think we've got winners of that award now. But welcome to the show, Carmel.
Hello.
Hi. Now, welcome to the show. As I was just saying, you're the convener of Sisters in Crime, which is obviously, well, which is the women crime writers.
And fans.
Of course, and fans as well. And that fans across all genders. Now, the other thing was that we talked about the David Awards. Now, they've actually, I suppose, been announced or we've got the winners of those now. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Now, before we talk about that, Carmel, for the listeners who haven't heard, your background, can you just tell us a little bit about how did you sort of get started in writing and then we'll talk about Sisters in Crime. How did you get started with that? So, what's Carmel Shute's story and how did you get to hear?
Well, I'm more of an organizer than a writer.
Okay.
Of crime fiction, so. In 1990s, a long time ago,
some of us remember.
I was going to North America and decided I should be a woman with a mission. And I decided to do a program for the Radio National Coming Out show, which was called Coming, because then you didn't have to be a professional broadcaster. And at that stage, I was actually the union organizer. So I went and interviewed my favourite crime writers, because there had been this big surge of feminist crime writers. So I interviewed Sarah Paretsky and Sue Grouton and others, put the program to air on Good Friday 1991. We promised a reading list of feminist crime fiction, and the ABC was inundated with phone calls and letters. These were the old days. And there were 176 people requested it. I thought, my gosh, there's so many people who are really into women's crime writing, particularly this brand new wave of fantastic feminist crime writing. Maybe we should start an organisation like Sisters in Crime in America. But the difference was theirs was just really mainly for writers, whereas at that stage there were only 5 women crime writers in Australia being published. So we thought, well, we'll just have a broader organisation. So we launched ourselves on the 22nd of September 1991 at the Feminist Book Fortnight with a debate. And here we are, nearly 30 years later.
And I also love the imagery that you have. Explain to our listeners that might not know, what is the image of the Sisters in Crime?
Well, you're probably thinking of the stiletto award imagery. So the trophy itself, that's for our short story competition, which is now in its 28th year. The entries closed just last week. And the trophy is a scarlet stiletto shoe with a cut-off stiletto, which goes into a stiletto knife, which goes into a base.
Great.
And it's really fantastic. And over the years, 5 writers have actually won the award twice, and then they have to become a judge. But only one author has a matching pair, and that was Kate Kennedy, who won the first 2 trophies. And so everyone else has unmatching pairs, and the goal for a lot of writers is to have a pair. Yes.
Yeah.
And this year we're thinking of having a pearl-encrusted stiletto.
Oh.
Mm.
All right. That sounds fantastic. Oh, so tell us about these awards that have just been announced.
Well, last Saturday night, we zoomed our 21st Davitt Awards. That's for the best crime books published the year before. This year, 127 books were in contention.
Whoa.
And 21 years ago when they were launched at Citizen Crime's 10th anniversary convention at St Kilda, which was held at St Kilda Town Hall, down the road from you, there were only 7 books. So as you can see, there's been an explosion of women's creativity when it comes to writing crime books.
And why do you think that is the situation now? Do you think it's got something to do with you, or has it has just been an explosion regardless?
Well, we like to take a little bit of credit because
and you should, Carmel.
we have actually helped nurture a whole generation of crime writers, and we've created a market for them. In the old days, publishers just used to import the latest Patricia Cornwell novel from overseas, but now they're willing to give Australian authors a chance. And this year, for instance, well over 40 of those 127 books were debut books. So there are all these people who are, you know, being published for the first time. It's terribly exciting.
Yeah.
So we do think we've actually been able to nurture a lot of people. And for instance, the Scarlet Stiletto Award for short stories, 30 of those people in the last 28 years have gone on to publish novels. So
right.
That's a direct correlation, I think.
Yeah. And also, Carmel, that years ago, a lot of female writers, and especially crime, they would actually use men's names, wouldn't they, or just initials?
Well, I have to say, quite a few still do that.
Oh.
So, for instance, L.A. Larkin publishes thrillers, and Louisa uses her initials because she says men won't buy thrillers written by women.
Oh.
Is that still the case, Carmel?
It is still the case.
Oh, that's so sad
and
to hear.
I don't know if you... It's very sad to hear. I don't know if you saw Jane Sullivan's poem in the paper, The Age, yesterday, about how Dimmicks, for instance, hardly had any books by women for their Father's Day list.
Wow, okay.
Wow.
And that's something that Citizen Crime has raised with publishers in previous years.
Yeah.
Because women read books by men, but men often don't read books by women.
Yeah. Oh, that's...
It's a really shocking thing.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Well, you've got to change that, Carmel. Isn't that your duty?
Well, we have been changing it.
Good on you. Good on you. We'll keep up the fight. Yeah. And anytime you want to talk about it, come on the show and we'll help you with it. Now, tell us, who are some of the winners of the awards?
So, for the Davitt Awards, There are 6 awards. So the best adult novel was won by Sally Hepworth for a domestic thriller called The Good Sister. There was a young adult award was sent to Christy Neiman, who lives in rural Victoria. Leanne Tanner won the best children's crime novel for A Clue for Clara, which the judges just totally loved.
Oh, okay.
The hero is a scruffy chook who dreams of becoming a famous detective with a TV show. and she teams up with the daughter of the local policeman to solve crimes in the town of Little Dismal.
Oh, gorgeous. That's gorgeous.
I have to say, this is already on my Christmas list for the younger generation.
Great.
And then there's Louise Milligan, who people probably know of, the ABC Four Corners journalist.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She won the non-fiction award for Witness, investigation into the brutal cost of seeking justice.
That's right.
She herself had to be going to court because of what she had said about George Pell.
Right.
So she was actually called up in his committal proceedings.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And she found it a completely traumatic experience.
Mm. Mm.
And then Leah Swan won the Davitt for her best debut crime book called Sheer Water. And then Catherine Kovacic won the Reader's Choice Award as judged by the members of Citizens in Crime for The Shifting Landscape, which is her third novel in a series featuring the art dealer Alex Clayton.
Oh, right. Okay.
And it all happens, the action happens in the Western District, and it's got a lot to do with Aboriginal themes. It's fantastic.
Okay. And, they all sound fantastic. So interesting. But how important is it for women to be recognised with these awards? You know, like what does it do for their career, and does it help sell novels for them?
It absolutely helps sell novels. For instance, Emma Viskitch, who won three Davits. A while back, that immediately peaked her sales, started to rise again, and she got an overseas publisher.
Oh, brilliant.
So they definitely do help people get published. And Sisters in Crime supplies stickers, or, you know, the artwork for stickers, to all the publishers, so that when they republish the books, or they could go to existing stock and whack on a sticker saying, you know, winner of a David Award.
Yeah. Brilliant. That's fantastic. Oh, you must be so proud of what you're doing and all the hard work is paying off.
Well, we are. And as it went to, it was pre-recorded.
Of course.
And it was, you know, put a package with music and little bits of video and so on put to air last Saturday night. And since then, we've had about 350 views of the video. And then as it went to air, various graphics, et cetera, about with the author's name and the details and quotes, et cetera, were put up on Facebook. And so the children's author, for instance, Leanne Tanner, she's had over 7,000 hits.
Whoa.
And the others have all had thousands and thousands. And Louise Milligan put it up on the ABC Twitter page, and she's had 267,000 plus impressions.
Wow.
So we were very, very thrilled with all of that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So the next awards are the Women in Crimes, the Stiletto. Is that right?
The Scarlet Stiletto Awards. Yes. Yep. And they're going to be held in your building, hopefully.
Oh. Good luck. Good luck with COVID.
Sisters in Crime has booked the theatre at the Victorian Pride Centre.
Fantastic.
And for the 28th of November.
Oh, good.
So we're hoping to have the award and then followed by our 30th anniversary party.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. And can the general public...
keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah. Can the general public come to that, Carmel?
Absolutely.
Right.
As long as you pay.
Well, yes. And how do we find out more about what the Sisters in Crimes are doing? Do you have a website?
Well, we have a website. It's just a new website. Honestly, just went up yesterday. So it's still missing. I noticed that when it went over, you know, it doesn't quite have all the photos that go with the Davits stories, but that's all being fixed up as we speak.
Yep.
So they just go to... just search for Sisters in Crime Australia and up will pop our website and you can find out about what's happening. The details of the Scarlet Stiletto Awards ceremony aren't up yet because we're still praying to the goddess hope that we can have a live event, because if necessary we can zoom the Scarlet Stiletto Awards like we did last year.
Yeah.
But to have a party for our 30th anniversary, we have to do that live.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a good party to come to me, especially considering I live across the road and I only have to walk, you know, like about 20 steps to get to it. So
that's
come.
Does that mean that you can stagger home too, David?
Yeah, so. I can stagger home.
And can I just say, it's just 70 metres up the road from Leo Spaghetti Bar, where Sisters in Crime met for 16 years in the back room just past the men's toilets.
So what a spot.
It's like coming home for us.
Bet there's a lot of crime there.
Brilliant.
thanks so much for talking to us, Carmel. And obviously, all our listeners should keep an eye out for the next awards.
And if I can just go...
Yep.
That's great. And you can go and watch you can go through the front page of the website, or you can just do Citizen Crime YouTube, yep. But I'd go through the front page of the website, the article about the David Awards, and you can click on the YouTube video and watch it for nothing.
Okay.
It goes for 53 minutes, and it's really good fun. The authors are fabulous.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
That's great. Thanks so much for talking to us, Carmel.
Total pleasure.
Okay, we've been talking to Carmel Shute here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.